Good evening. I always like to take a couple of minutes every year before Pesach to talk a little bit about pets, because pets, particularly pet food, is a shout I get every year. I tell you this every year. I get the shout every year, like Erev Pesach. And that Erev Pesach is a really difficult time to manage pet food shayla. So just a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, in general, although it's forbidden to eat non-kosher food in general is not forbidden to get benefit from in general, right? So that's why we don't have to make sure that our pets in general eat kosher food. Our pets are allowed to eat non-kosher food all year round because we don't care about that benefit you get. Your animal's eating something, that's fine because you can get benefit from something that's not kosher. However, all year round, persons should be careful that their pet food is not milk and meat, not basar v'chalav. Why? Because basar v'chalav is not just forbidden to eat and not just forbidden to cook, it's also forbidden to get benefit from. So it's important whenever you're choosing pet food for your pets, your dogs, your cats, whoever, that you make sure that that food is not basar v'chalav, doesn't have meat and milk mixed together in it, because that is forbidden to even get benefit from. And we assume that getting your animal benefits is something that a person enjoys. You want your animals to be healthy, etc. So that's a benefit for you that your animal eats the pet food that is basar v'chalav. So that's true during the year. But what about on Pesach? So on Pesach, the concern is similar when it comes to chametz, in the sense that not only is it forbidden for a person to own chametz and eat chametz, it's also forbidden for a person to get benefit from chametz. Also, it's hard for your animal to eat the chametz if it doesn't belong to you. That's part of it also. So, therefore, it's very important for a person to make sure that their pet food is not chametz. Most often, it's dog food can be a challenge, but there are other pet foods also that can have, even fish foods, that can have, hamsters, animals, all kinds of animals people have, you find out before Pesach, that can have chametz in them, wheat, barley, etc. So it's important to make sure that you find alternative options. All of the Pesach guides, the Starkey, the OU, the CRC, etc., can be helpful. If you call the guy at Petco around, they usually know also. They usually know. They've gotten this question 1,000 times over the last few years. They usually know what the answers are. Not halachic answers, but they can give you, answer with things that don't have chametz in them. One other important thing to know is that even though we Ashkenazim still, for right now at least, right, we don't eat kitnios still. Kitnios are not forbidden to eat to own, and kitnios is not forbidden to get benefit from. So if you want to feed your animal rice or all the kinds of kitnios, that's totally fine. That's not a problem at all. That's a good option to consider. The other reason to make sure you get moving on this sooner rather than later, because I don't have to tell you, I don't even have a dog, but people have dogs tell me, is that it takes a little while for animals to get used to their new food. So it's a really good idea to at this point, already five days before Pesach, to get moving on making the changes that you need to make. If a person has a personal shayla, obviously feel free to reach out. Happy to discuss, but it's important to keep this in mind. Certainly a shayla that applies during the year, but certainly an important shayla to keep in mind for Pesach as well.